Good morning, everybody. Good morning. Today I'm going to be talking about blessings and creating a blessings practice. So one of the things you probably noticed when you came in was these little cards on your seats. And there are two, one for you to keep and one for you to give away. So this is one of the practices that I used to do it more like a compliment card. I created little compliment cards. These are nice because you can fit them in your wallet. So when I would be out and about and somebody did something nice or something I appreciated, I would give them a little compliment just to help them feel better about their day. Well, this is kind of working on the same idea. When I thought about blessing practice, I actually started that probably about 15 years ago, but it was never something I did regularly. Because I used to work in a grocery store. I've spent over 21 years in the grocery business. And I've worked with everybody from the homeless to the wealthy. So when I would drive down the road and I would see the homeless, it's like, well, there's a couple things about this. First of all, I'm used to selling them beer and cigarettes. And so it was hard for me to want to give them money. But I still felt bad. You know, I didn't want to feel bad about passing them by, but I definitely noticed them. So one of the things I thought I could do is, you know what? I can bless them. Because as I pass them by, you don't have to say it to them. You don't have to say it out loud. But you can bless them. And you don't know, because it's a vibration, we don't know what may come of it. Somebody else may bless them with financial assets because that whomever blesses them might feel okay about it. But I didn't feel good about it, so I didn't think I should do it. So that's one of the reasons I started thinking about blessing others. Most of us think about bless you when somebody sneezes. And in our churches, we generally think about blessing when, of course, we do the tithing. But beyond that, most people think about blessing. I don't know. There might be a few, but I don't generally think we do that as a regular practice. So that was one of the main reasons I started doing that. But I never, like I said, I never did it regularly. Just whenever I felt the moment come in here or there. And then last year, of course, we've been through COVID. And last year, I kept looking around with people I would come in contact with. Or I work at a hospital now. So I see a lot of people and we get jammed into the elevators. But the mood is still down from, like, the COVID, and now we have a different political regime. So the mood, to me, has gone down with that. So I decided, you know what? I want to start making this a regular practice because I can bless others beyond the homeless, beyond somebody who wants to tell me about something that recently happened in their life. And while we want to offer empathy and sympathy, we also, there's only so much we can do. You know, people, I don't know about you but I've heard the saying, well, it doesn't do any good to tell anybody anything. Nobody cares anyway. It's like, well, that's not really true. It's just, we can only do so much in your life to help you out, and we have our own things going on. So what can I do? Well, I decided that I wanted to start doing a regular blessings practice. And you always need a date to start something, you know, just so you, if you're going to do like a 30-day kind of practice to see. I started January 20th. So, yeah, I thought it was a good day, too. So I decided, well, we're going to start with the politicians. Now, I consider myself nonpartisan, so we're going to start with all of the politicians, and we're going to wish them blessings. Now, of course, like on this card, there's always love, peace, joy. And one of my favorite words and things is serendipity, so I had to add this. And so with the politicians, yes, of course we want to bless them with love, peace, joy, and serendipity for the whole country. And wisdom. Well, that's where one of the next areas I was going to go to. Kind of. Because understanding, there's other things to bless people with. Balance for our country. And right now I'm going to school for ministry. And I'm in a Christian one. So we're studying the Gospels. And Paul is one of them who had a mystical experience. He was one that was anti-message that Yeshua was telling, and then had some kind of mystical experience, and then he became one of the supporters and became an apostle. So he supported the message. Well, because of the mystical experience, I thought, well, what better thing to bless our politicians with than a mystical experience. Yeah, I think they could all use a mystical experience. So that's one of the things I'm working on right now, is blessing our politicians with a mystical experience.
I'm gonna join you on that one.
Yes, I would love if you would all join me on blessing our politicians with mystical experience, balance, understanding, wisdom. Yes. So that's where I've been heading and where it all started with. Now, one of the things I like to do is start my day with blessing before I get out of bed, because let's set the tone. Like Abraham Hicks is always talking about paving the path. Well, if we set the tone for our day by starting our day with blessing, bless this day with love, peace, joy, happiness, serendipity, bless this with synchronicity. That's another one of my favorite words, synchronicity. Isn't it great? Somebody was saying synchronicity is God in action. Synchronicity is God in action. I love that, because we're also in the prosperity class I'm taking. We're talking about money in action. Is God in action? So, but I'll get to that later. But at this point, we're thinking about money in action, God in action, serendipity, synchronicity. And these are ways that we can start our day. We want everything to flow with ease and grace. And we can also bless ourselves with good health. Now, that's one of the things that next time I do some cards, I'm going to add good health. Just because I think that's something that we can all use. And when you feel good, you also express that out into the world. When you don't feel so good, we tend to not be so nice to others or ourselves. So that's one of the things I definitely want to add to the cards. So when you're out, bless your day with good health, feeling good. And you can also bless others with that. There's a Karen Drucker song, I Don't Have to Be Perfect. I love that song. I've danced to that actually here. And in that song, they talk about blessing others. Well, she blesses others on their way. So my thought is, this is what I use when I'm bless others in traffic. I think we can all identify with blessing people in traffic, but that may not be the thinking that you used when you were actually in traffic, right? So bless you on your way. So that's what I like to think about when I'm in traffic now, is blessing others on their way. And we can use blessing by blessing ourselves. We can bless others. We can bless animals. At one point, I think we even had a blessing, animal blessing here a few different times. And I have a little poodle that I consider the greatest gift I've ever received. Yeah, I love my Bob. He was originally named SpongeBob, but we call him Bob because he was my mom's. I consider him my inheritance from my mom. But he's one of the greatest, so I love him. I bless him, try to treat him well because he treats me well. He gives me love and joy and peace. And matter of fact, he's one of those that I think is a natural emotional support dog, a natural physical support dog. He's never been trained in any way, but he's given me that kind of support. So that's one of the things we need to do, bless our animals. And maybe one of these days or sometime soon we'll do another animal blessing. So that I think that would be a great thing to bring here. So what else can we bless? We bless others, ourselves, animals, and I've already talked about blessing the country, blessing politics, blessing the world. And blessing the world, there's so much going on right now and so much that our country has been instigating that I think we need to bless the world a little bit. So I'm going to ask you all to stand for a moment and join me if you will or if you can. And we're going to send out some joy to the world. And let's send out some positive vibes in many different ways, because with blessings, you can have fun with it, too. And we'll, before we get too far, we got to have fun with it. Now, as a dancer, there's many different ways to have fun with the...
She's my girl.
So, anytime you're ready.
Test. 2, 3, 4. There I am. All right, so we got companion energy, right? We got some joy going. You may recognize this song. If you do, join in. Was a bullfrog. He was a good friend of mine. I never understood a single word he said, but I helped him drink his wine. And he always had some mighty fine wine, singing joy to the world. All the boys and girls, joy to the fishes in the deep blue sea. Joy to you and me. Now, if I was the king of the world, I'd tell you what I'd do. I'd throw away the cars and the bars and the war and make sweet love to you. You know I'd send sweet love to you, singing joy to the world. All the boys and girls, joy to the fishes in the deep blue sea. Joy to you and me.
Leanne.
love the ladies. I love to have my fun. I'm a high night flyer. I'm a rainbow rider. I'm a straight shooting son of a gun. You know, a straight shooting son of a gun. Singing joy to the world. All the boys and girls. Joy to the fishes in the deep blue sea. Joy to you and me. Joy to the world. All the boys and girls. Joy to the world. All the boys and girls. Joy to the world. All the boys and girls. Joy to the fishes in the deep blue sea. Joy to you and me. You know I know joy to the world. To all the boys and girls. Joy to the fishes in the deep blue sea. Joy to you and me. One more time. I said joy to the world. All the boys and girls. Joy to the fishes in the deep blue sea. Joy to you and me. I said joy to the fishes in the deep blue sea. Joy to you and me.
And thank you to the music team for indulging me on that one. Hopefully you all enjoyed that, and it sounded, should have sounded very familiar to many of us. So, creating a blessing practice can be one of those things where you want to do it in a way that is very silent, of a way that is very subtle. And we can usually sit there in our meditations and Or we can also have some fun with it like we just did. I like with music and dance. There's so many beautiful songs to help send out good vibrations to the world and to people. One of the things, just for a little bit of fun, you can, if you like Harry Potter or anything like that, you can bless people with your little wand, or you could do something like Oprah. Bless you, and you get a blessing, and you get a blessing, and you all get a blessing. So it's one of those practices that you can create as many different styles as you want, and you can incorporate many different styles, because in the morning, you're probably going to be more of the subtle, bless my day with love, peace, joy. And by the time I get off work, I'm ready for the joy to the world type of stuff. So there's also a lot of some other good reasons to create a blessings practice. Dr. Joe Dispenza talks about how we have like 60 to 70,000 thoughts per day. Yes, and a lot of those are repeat thoughts. So we're things that went through our mind yesterday are going through our mind today. And a lot of those are negative thinking. Mark Wilson talked a few weeks ago, and he was talking about the mind chatter. Well, by creating a blessings practice, we can replace that mind chatter. We can replace that negative thinking. Like at my job, I have, it seems like it's getting more difficult and difficult. And so I find myself going, instead of going into the negative thinking, what I go into is, bless you, bless you, bless you, bless you. And by the and after a couple minutes of that, it's more of a bless you. So it calms it down. You know, it's kind of like that bless you on your way kind of thing in traffic. Give it a couple minutes of that, and it you will. You're sorry, but the mind chatter comes down to more of a positive mode. The negative thinking becomes more subtle and turns into a calming presence. So you do start feeling more of the peace, more of the joy, more of the love. So that's one of the reasons I personally think starting a blessings practice and creating a regular one, finding so many different things that we can bless ourselves, others, animals, the world, politicians, that's definitely a big one right now for me. So, and nature, yes. And actually, as we bless ourselves, we may also want to bless different body parts. Like we bless our food, and that's usually something I've talked about. It's usually something that we bless when we're in a gathering, but we don't necessarily bless it on our own regular basis. But when I talked about the Lord's Prayer, that's usually like one that we use when we're at a special gathering or it's on that a lot of people have used generally like Christmas and Easter, twice a year. So that's something we can take in and bless our stomach, bless our whole elimination system with our food that we're about to eat. But when we also bless our food itself, we may want to bless everybody that has had anything to do with bringing it to our table. That's one of the things I like to do when I'm blessing my food, is everybody who has had anything to do with bringing that to my table, we want to bless them, from the farmer to the server to the grocery store person, or the fast food people. So, yes, bless you, bless you, bless you, yes. So, with that, I just had a thought a minute ago that I wanted to, I wanted to share also a little tidbit in just a moment, but I want to also talk about blessings. Our finances. That's a big one that generally we do pretty much when we do the tithing. And in different speeches that I've heard over the years, some of them had suggested blessing when we pay our bills, because we want to bless our finances so that it multiplies and returns to us multiplied. And when we bless ourselves, our finances, we can bless it with a prosperity mentality, in that it doesn't have to be actual money. It doesn't have to be the bank account. There's so many different ways that our money can come to us financially, but not financially. Because maybe you'll get a discount on something. About a year ago, I had gone to the Spokane Unity a few times, and they created a 1 month practice on taking any extra money or anything extra that you received. Maybe you received a free meal. Maybe you received a discount on a meal. So you would take that, whatever that value was, and you would set it aside as 10% of that and tithe it. But you can also do that and give it back to yourself, or just do it in a little bank account to see all of the different ways that you receive some kind of special prosperity. because prosperity doesn't always look like a $10 bill or a $100 bill. We love the Benjamins. But it doesn't always look like a number in the bank account. You know, so we can bless our finances, we can bless our prosperity. Prosperity is also opportunities. Anything that also makes you feel good and feel like you have more value. Help others to feel like they have more value. So that's another way that we can bless our finances and our prosperity. There is one more. Oh, I wanted to mention it, just FYI, from the Joy to the World. That was a song that was actually originally meant to be a children's cartoon. Yeah. And Three Dog Night got their name from one of the band members' girlfriends. He was dating a woman, and it was cold out. And she said, well, this is a three dog night. And he's going, what does that mean? And of course, it meant that it took three dogs to keep you warm. And the band members loved it. So that's how they came up with their name, Three Dog Night. So we've pretty much been through the three dog nights for the winter, but they're still out there. So I wanted to share that little tidbit of information with you all on the song and the group, because Three Dog Night is a band that I've always loved, and this has always been one of my favorite songs. So what can we do with a blessings practice? You can bless yourself. You can bless your day. You can bless your health. You can bless your body, and you can also add it into with your gratitude. So those of you who have a gratitude journal, you can add a blessings journal in there separately or together. I'm not one of those that really journals, but when you do it regularly, that's another silent way that you can bless somebody else and things and people. But you can combine both of those together, and they make a good mix, a good blending, a great recipe, if you will. And so with that, we can blend it with prayer, we can blend it with meditation, and we can blend it just in our lives and to the world. So we can send joy to the world with that. So I hope you all are enticed to create a blessings practice.
Blessed always, blessed always, for the arms of God surround us. Let our joy be so triumphant that we rest in God and say, blessed always, blessed always, for the arms of God surround us. Let our joy be so triumphant that we rest in God and say,
blessed are
always. Let's take a moment, take a long, deep breath in. Alaha Ruha, the breath of God. Breathing in the breath of God. Breathing out all stress. Breathing out all tension. And breathing out all worries. Breathing in and centering ourselves. Alaha Ruha. Alaha Ruha. And then we'll send out some blessings to the world as the bowls send out that vibration out into the world. Let us send some blessings with those vibrations, having a ripple effect as it blesses others. We send out love. We send out peace. We send out joy. We send out joy to you. We send out joy to me. And we send out joy to the world. And yes, we send out joy to all the fishes in the deep blue sea. Alaha Ruha. Breathing in the love. Breathing in the joy. And breathing in the peace. And feeling that love flow through our bodies and out into the world so we so naturally, so easily, and so gracefully bless others and our lives. And we bless all that is. Sending out blessings to the world. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Blessing your body from the top of your head to the tips of your fingers. Blessing every single muscle, every single organ, and every single cell in your body to the bottoms of your feet and the tips of your toes. Know that you are blessed with love. Peace, joy, and good health. And so it is. Amen.
Blessed always for the earth. triumphant that we rest in God and say.